In the name of Allah, the God of the entire humanity, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. One of the common popular understandings amongst Muslims is that we cannot say salam, we cannot wish well to the non-Muslims, nor we can pray for them when they have died. Of course, if you are living in a predominantly Muslim society, you can get away with this understanding without facing much problems. But imagine if you're living in a non-Muslim society where most of your fellow employees or friends or neighbors are non-Muslims, and you're living with them a normal life, if you are going to create an impression that you're not saying salam, the customary Islamic way of greeting to them, because they don't deserve it, nor are they worthy of your good wishes, your prayers when you die, then of course it's not one of the best impressions that you're going to create on others. But let's forget about the question as to whether the impression is good or not. The important question is it really an Islamic requirement? And if there are people who believe that it is an Islamic requirement, what exactly is their argument? Well, most Muslims who believe that we're not supposed to say assalamu alaikum to a non-Muslim, and we're not supposed to pray for them when they die, they say that that is exactly what the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is reported to have said and done. Well, the fact of the matter is that that's not entirely true. We know in certain instances when he is actually reported to have responded to somebody's salam, despite the fact that the other person was a Jew. And the Quran tells us that when we deliver the message to others, we really have to be wishing well for everybody. Unless we wish well for others, we cannot properly deliver the message to them. The fact of the matter is that the Messenger of God, Muhammad, Allah's mercy be on him, came with a clear message from God, which was presented to the people in the best of the spirits, with all the good wishes for everyone. But then there came a point in time during his prophetic mission that there were people who started denying and rejecting his message, despite the fact that they clearly knew that the message was from God. In other words, after a certain passage of time, they became kafir, the deliberate deniers of truth. Not only that, beyond a certain point, they actually started conspiring against the Prophet, and they started doing things which they desired were going to ultimately demolish Islam and its message. It was for such people that it was required that the good greetings should not be meant for them. Because when you are living in a time when there is God's messenger present who is able to let you know what God desires from you with regard to your relations with others, then you would know clearly from him that there are certain people who do not mean good, who have taken it upon themselves to make sure that they're going to reject the messenger, and they're going to make fun of him, and they're going to try as best as they can to undermine the message of God. It's only such enemies of the message of God about whom it is absolutely clear and unmistakable that they have actually been, they are now determined in their enmity for Islam. Otherwise, the Quran tells us that when somebody greets you with a salam, you greet him back with the same words or even better words. This is because, of course, you really have to have a clean heart, and you have to have compassion, sympathy, and considerations for others in order for you to be able to invite others to the right path and to the message of God. Also, we know from the Quran that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, was stopped from praying for the people who were hypocrites and the people who had actually deliberately denied the message of God. This is also something which was mentioned, which is mentioned in the Quran with regard to Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was stopped from praying for his father when it became absolutely clear that he was the enemy of God and his message. However, if you're not absolutely sure as to whether the person who had died was actually deliberately insisting on his enmity for the message of God or not, then there is nothing stopping us from saying to God that, O Almighty, please deal with such and such person who has come to you with mercy. And if in case there is a reason for you to forgive him, do kindly do so. May the Almighty enable us all Muslims to have sympathy and love and concern for everyone. And may he enable us to deliver his message in the most effective manner.